Well, I mentioned a little while ago that we all trundled our way through maths at school, and I think we most of us got there okay to some point. Of course, if you're now a parent, some interesting studies coming out very recently that are saying that 25% of parents would not feel comfortable helping their child complete high school maths, while around 50% of people were worried that their lack of math skills would negatively impact their children moving forward. Some startling high numbers there. Joining us to talk about numeracy in general is the CEO and founder of MathSpace on the back of those studies. It's Mo Jabara. Good morning, Joe. Firstly, I've got a question for you. How good were you at maths at school?
Maths was definitely my favourite subject. I actually skipped grade at school and did my HSC in grade 11.
So any kids that you may come in contact with, you'll be able to whiz through their homework just like that?
Yeah, certainly on my side, math wasn't the problem.
Where were you when I went to high school? I needed your help then, Mo.
Yeah, well, we're trying to do it now. So, you know, with MathSpace, one of the things we're trying to do is really foster a love of math for kids around the country.
So I guess starting with the parents first, why is it important rather for parents to have some good numeracy skills?
Yeah, well, we found that there's a high correlation. A Westpac study of the importance of numeracy basically found that there's a high correlation between a parent's numeracy and their children's numeracy. And for children, the future is really one where numeracy skills are going to be so important for the future jobs. So it's vitally important that parents spend a lot of time with their kids just drilling in the importance of mathematics and numeracy in general.
I guess particularly when you consider some of those study results that I guess say between a quarter and half of parents feel they're going to be no good to help out the kids, because it always seems harder when you go back and revisit it a decade or so later, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? It's one of those subjects that if you aren't constantly practicing, it can fall off pretty quickly. So one of the best things that parents can actually do is to ensure that their parents are regularly in a routine of practicing maths.
So with that in mind, how can parents and children improve their numeracy? Because if the kids are sort of asking for a bit of help at home and the mums and dads can't really give them what they need, what do you recommend would be some of the next steps moving forward?
Yeah, well, as a result of this study, Westpac is, we've joined forces with Westpac with MathSpace, and they're actually sponsored MathSpace Essentials and made it free for the entire country. So for in terms of online support, as students are a kind of in this digital age, you know, very familiar with digital tools, they can just jump online and create an account on MathSpace and basically practice to their heart's content with their maths. So that's a good kind of first step.
Because let's be honest, like you said, that moving forward, a lot of the jobs in the future, it's all going to be so relevant and important, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. So there's half the jobs of the future, which we're training our students today, our children, for jobs that don't yet exist. A lot of the kind of routine jobs are going to be automated, and the jobs of the future are going to really require these kind of important maths and also science skills. So the subject couldn't be any more important than it is today.
It really is a whole new frontier. I've got to pick up on when you said there we're training people for jobs that don't yet exist. We're sort of flying into the unknown, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly right. So with the advent of things like self-driving cars, and you know, when our students graduate in the future, there won't be jobs to be a taxi driver or even an Uber driver with things like self-driving cars, and even a job like a mechanic, for example. With the amount of technology that's going into these cars, a mechanic is going to require really strong engineering and mathematics skills to actually do that job. So we know that these skills are going to be super important for the jobs of tomorrow. And we really need to act now to make sure that students are getting a good grounding in maths at school and are ready to fill these jobs of tomorrow.
And I've got to ask, if we're having the driverless cars, that's only a step away from the flying cars, but that's been promised since the 50s. That's not going to happen, let's be honest.
Yeah, I think the driverless cars look very, very real at this stage. I don't know about the flying cars, but certainly less and less kind of routine jobs, wherever they might be. I mean, that's just one example, but anywhere you kind of, even jobs like accounting, are looking to get automated with software as you get this kind of artificial intelligence that's getting good enough at kind of being able to take on big amounts of data and decipher them faster than any human being could. Those kinds of routine jobs are going to be lost.
Just ploughing the information into a computer, incidentally, and it's coming out the other end. Mo, we will look at the future and we'll say, wow, the jobs that weren't around in 2017 are now routine. Thank you for your time and good luck getting those mums and dads up to speed with the algebra and all the other aspects of mathematics.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
27 past 11, he's the founder of MathSpace, Mo Jabara. Interesting, those jobs of the future. Some of them are already here, aren't they? 27 past 11 at 2NURFM.